right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life in the Land.
Actually, it's pre-recorded. All right, I got a couple of inquiries for advice. I get these from time to time. I usually have been refraining from giving advice on the regular, but I think I need to stop doing that. Just open it up to you guys. If you watch my channel and you want some advice, you can send a redonkulous12@gmail.com to send me an email to that email address. Again, redonkulous12@gmail.com, and I'll do what I can to help you out now.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon. You filthy, dirty riggers.
This first guy's name's Tom. He's 17 years old, senior in high school, and the pressure to go to college is suffocating. Listen, it was bad when I was in high school. I get it. To make things worse, I have no idea what I want to do with my life. What suggestions do you have for a young man who is, quote-unquote, using your words, lost in the sauce? There's a funny thing about high school, and I'm pretty sure they're still doing it around today, is this pressure to go to college. It's suffocating. It's crushing. It's like every single day, you got to do better on this test. You got to get this GPA so you can go to college.
Come think of it, my guidance counselor was kind of worthless.
Now, in 1986, when I graduated from high school, they make you take the SAT and the other goddamn test.
Why the hell would I take a test?
Which I took and I did fairly well at. I was like in the 84-86 percentile for my class, even though my grades, I had a 2.51 GPA, did not come anywhere close to that. A lot of that had to do with the fact that I suffer from dyslexia at the time and I didn't know it. And every single day I got up to go to high school, basically through my junior and senior year, it was this nagging, like overarching pressure that to be anything in this world, you needed to go to college. And I knew that it was not going to happen for me, mainly because I had a couple of guidance counselors who said, college isn't for everyone to me. And, they were right, but I still didn't appreciate the fact that I had counselors in high school throwing shade on my future abilities. So I myself proved them wrong. Later on, I did go to college on my own dime, and I did secure a bachelor's in science.
Science!
Which, to be honest, I never used. Well, I only partially used, and I used it while I was on active duty in civil affairs. My degree was in public administration with a minor in finance and statistical analysis.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
And I use a lot of the numbers, accounting skills, and statistical analysis in a lot of my videos, especially the ones involving math that I apply to men and women relationships.
That class is tough.
So you gotta watch my older stuff. Got it. Now, to make things worse, my daughters, when they were in high school, I would have to go to the high school, which was the exact same one I graduated from in Berkeley, Michigan, and it was a propaganda farm for feminism.
I said, do you find me sexy?
You could just see it in the elected class leaders for the grade. 80% of them were women, and a majority of the men who were in leadership roles were super effeminate.
Right.
Consideration,
right. Look at that.
Yeah.
There was a couple of guys who were still old school masculine, but it was very rare. Okay, now, do I have any advice on what to do with your life? Now, first of all, I'm not the guy to ask this from, all right? No man should tell another man what to do with his life.
What do you want to do with your life?
barring warfare and other extreme issues taking place within your country, population, culture, what have you. Not my thing. I will just give you advice to help you find a purpose in this life. And the answers are already floating around in your thinking, mate. All right, you just have to focus and bring them to the surface and realize that is your purpose. Now, a lot of people will go to college to find their way, and a lot of them get to the end of the 4 years, are 50, 60, 70 grand in debt, and still have no idea what they want to do with themselves. I'm going to save you that massive debt trap. My advice is go on a walkabout. Get a job, save up $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000. You could probably do that in a year. And then buy a bus ticket, a plane ticket, go see the world, do some stuff, do some long hikes, meet people, talk to people. Listen, the answers are out there, but you need to find them. And a lot of that will do with the archetype, which you are. You know, are you a leader, a follower, a healer? Do you like to help people? Do you focus on just doing your own thing? Those are questions within yourself that you're just going to have to answer. I myself can't do it for you. Now, I appreciate you writing into the show, and I'm doing my best to help you out. All right, I am not going to lead you down a path that leads you into servitude. That would be doing you a severe injustice and would be dishonorable on my part.
Well, what it means is you'll be my slave, Kizzy. We'll be together forever. Don't you want to be my slave?
And I operate under a fairly strict code of honor. That would just be against the code. Got it. Now, the fact that you're asking these questions of me is a good sign, meaning that you haven't fallen for the propaganda that they were probably feeding you 24/7, 365 while you were in your childhood and growing phase. I'm sure you have a lot of friends who bit the lure, took the medicine, drank the... poison whiskey, call it whatever you want. And I'm just going to tell you right now, a lot of those so-called friends that you have in high school, in about 18 months or less, you'll never talk to them again. They mean absolutely nothing in your life. Maybe you're lucky like I was, and I had three or four that, you know, I went to high school with and grew up with that I still call friends today, even though one of them has sadly passed on. But that's the way it works. When you get to a certain age, life stops giving you stuff and it starts taking away stuff. Slowly at first. And it only speeds up as you get to the bottom of the hill. It just is what it is. Now, Tom, I hope this helped you out. Let me know in the email, redonkulous12@gmail.com. Moving on to the next one. All right, this one is from a guy, screen name Klaus Youngblood 402. It's spelled a little differently, but I'm not going to modify the spelling or anything. I don't want to dox this guy on the internet. All right, now this is another individual. His mom is pressuring him to get a girlfriend and then get married. So here it is. My mom keeps pursuing me to get a girlfriend and eventually get married. My father left when I was 5, more like he was driven off. I tracked him down when I was 19 years old. He was completely broken by the system. He's still in hiding from arrest warrants for past due child support. I am 24 years old, and my father's life is a horrible example for me to follow. Yes, it is. And unfortunately, this is very common. All right. I have no intention of following in his footsteps. How do I tell my mother to stop hounding me to get married? I just want peace in my life. All right. Now, first of all, you mentioned peace. You're 24 years old. Typically, men don't get to this phase until they're about 34, 35, once they stop dick thinking, and peace moves to the top of the pecking order for their lives. Now, a lot of things that keep a man's peace are dignity, honor, and self-respect. Got it. And a lot of guys who are dick thinking between the ages of, like, let's say 14 and 34, do a lot of things that destroy their dignity, honor, and self-respect. Mainly simping for women they shouldn't be even looking at or dealing with in any way, shape, and form. Unfortunately, current year, majority of the women out there are just not worth the effort. And the punishments for playing the game are dire, as you have seen with your father. I am not shocked that your father left when he was 5, and that's what your mother told you, probably to help skew you against him as you got older and keep you basically in the box of lies that she weaved to gaslight and control you moving forward. All right, I commend you on not falling for that horse shit. Kudos to you. Now, it is very common for men out there to get married to a lot of these women. They make the mistake of either shaking the whore tree and expecting a wife to fall out, which I'm guilty of. But now in current year, even shaking the wife tree and you having a majority of whores falling out of it is now happening. And it is absolutely crushing young men out there today. All right. I hope you got your father's side of the story of exactly what happened. Now, you have to understand there's her story, his story, and it's up to you to put them together and come up with the truth. But it is extremely common for men to get married to women in current year who are basically red flag waving whores. It is an absolute, how shall we say, parade of warning signs that are tragically ignored. A lot of these women are just looking to find the simp, drop a couple pups, and put the guy on child support for the rest of the kids' lives or longer if she's capable of doing it. And unfortunately for men, this basically saps all of your surplus that you could use to build a better future and keeps you lagging behind the power curve against men of today who are not getting married or having children in the West, which men are savagely punished for participating in. All right, now, I feel sorry for your father. Maybe you could make some inroads with your mother and have her waive the remaining child support, because I'm pretty sure, even though there were no numbers mentioned, we're talking 20 years. It's probably north of $20,000 to $50,000, and the city is probably putting 6 to 7% interest on that money, and he'll never pay it off. All right, now, that would be a good thing for you to get her to do. Since she's your mother, perhaps you can leverage your relationship to make that happen and get your father some breathing room so maybe he can crawl out of the hole he's in and move on to draw fire and do great things in this world. I am sorry you were caught in this situation. I truly am. It is excessively common for men today to grow up in single mother households, never have contact with their father, be basically told a cock and bull story in regards to why the father left, and you are a victim to your mother's gaslighting, lies, and the propaganda of current year, and I commend you for not falling for it. It's always a good thing to go look up the father and get his side of the story, maybe mend a relationship with him or not, because I can honestly tell you, from my perspective, it's absolutely devastating to men out there that lose their children due to this travesty of propaganda and lies from the mother. There's a lot of guys out there just wallowing in absolute misery and pain because of this, and most of them will probably never recover. They are issued the wound that never heals, and I must say I am one of those men. I appreciate you writing into the show. I hope this helped you out with what's going on in your life. You're 24, 25 years of age now. Hopefully you find the path to march on and do great things with the time you're allotted by the universe. Take it easy. All right, gentlemen, that's my advice column for today. If you need advice and you want to be on the show, send your story in to redarkness12@gmail.com. I might shorten it and move it into lingo that I can say on the show. A lot of you guys write painfully and your punctuation sucks, even though I am not the man to criticize since I am the master of the dyslexicist world. You guys take it easy. Have a good week. Out.